Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。
Hi everyone and welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎你又回到酒馆。Today we have a special guest in our studio. He is the APAC Managing Partner for Consumer and Retail Sector for one of the world's largest consulting firms.And he is also a global expert in the field of retail innovation and new retail. And most importantly, he's an old friend of Happy Hour. And some of you may recognize his voice.
小酒馆的老朋友袁老师 Mr. Yuan, welcome to the studio.
Hi, Lulu. Thank you for inviting me to your studio.
By the way, 袁老师, I've recently seen you on TV. You were talking about new retail.
Yeah, so, this is a program that we have...co-produced with 第一财经、and this is to record、the last 5 or 8 years of the new retail changes and innovation and what has happened in the past and what we think are the challenges today and what will be the future of new retail in China.
Sounds thrilling. But first things first, we hear about new retail, 新零售all the time now. So many articles and programs about it. But what exactly is new retail? And how is it different from old retail, traditional retail?
Of course, probably a lot of people have heard about this term, new retail, when Jack Ma has raised it about a few years ago. So what you have in the traditional retail is where you have a store and you basically then source a lot of products, put that in the store and wait for a customer to come to your store and you sell the product. That was the old way a retail is done. But the new retail basically moves from the traditional offline store into an online marketplace where you see there are Tmall and Taobao and JD, but also now the traditional retailers or the new retailers are trying to combine these offline stores and the online capabilities to create that online and offline integrated store experience.
Even though we're not the experts, we as consumers, we've lived through all these changes.
Oh, absolutely. I think depending on how many boxes you have at your gate every day, you definitely are a consumer of new retail. A lot of people are.
But what are the driving forces of new retail? So what sort of things are behind it?
Well, quite a few things. Of course, consumers changing today. So what we call this is a digitally enabled consumer. So people are able to just click on any of the apps so that you could have the product delivered to your home. People, the consumers today have lived basically through the times of the mobile phones, watching all those different social media platforms. So people are online all the time. So consumer change or the digitally enabled consumer is the first driving forces. But then the other driving forces include technology and also the platform players like Tmall, Amazon, they are driving all those changes. But there are very importantly two accelerators. So one is really the COVID.
Actually, I've heard that like in the UK, for example, that I know quite well, that during COVID,A lot of the stores, they really accelerated their online strategy.
Absolutely.
They're switching completely online.
Absolutely. I was in fact there in living in UK for 9 months is when the COVID started, right? So I was observing the streets of London. Essentially, before COVID, there was no delivery trucks anywhere. You wouldn't be able to see it. But then, after 3-4 months into the COVID, you see, well, literally on the streets.
Filled with 快递小哥.
Oh, well, they have a little van, so they're a little more advanced, right? Yeah. But that's just telling how fast it is the retailers are able to change, make the changes so that they are able to serve the needs of today's consumer. But even more importantly, one of the other accelerator that we can foresee is the 5G deployment.
Of course.
Yeah, so when...
Everything's faster.
Yeah, everything's faster. So, you know, both from a digital experience perspective, but also from a computing power perspective, there's a lot of new things that you could almost imagine that will further accelerate the new retail innovation.
Mm. You know, like earlier on, you were asking me if I got many delivery boxes at my door every day. I do, actually, like many people.
I can imagine.
Like many people. So I buy almost everything online, and I've seen new trends, like new things popping up every day in new retail. So what are some of the key trends according to, you know, your expert opinion?
Right. So there's about like 4 or 5 major trends. Mm. There's so many innovations, so I could only, you know, talk a few of the most important ones. Mm. The first probably important one is the so-called O2O stores. So online and offline integrated stores. But that still also have multiple different versions of it. So you probably have heard Homa, so that's one of the first, right? So you could go to experience products in the store, but they could also deliver. And most of the time, you order online and deliver to your door. Mm. But they were the first to set a standard to deliver within 30 minutes to your home. In addition to that, you also have a number of other versions like Meiri Youxian. So this is something that they don't have a physical store, but you can order online. But they are having the product stored somewhere around 3 kilometers away from your home. Mm. And so once you order, they also can deliver to your home, you know, 30 to 45 minutes. All right. So it's called a 前置仓. So it's a forward deployed stock. That model.
So instead of buying it from like supermarket,
instead of having a physical store,
have a warehouse.
Yeah, they only have a warehouse. Sometimes we call it a dark store. So they have a dark store.
People don't go into it.
Yeah. Mm. So that's serving you, but in a lot of the traditional supermarkets, they are also gone online because you can now order from Meituan and Ele.me, right? So these platforms.
Yep.
So this is essentially the offline store, the traditional offline store going online. So it's also called a O2O enabled store. So that's all the first version. But then in addition to that, a lot of different players provide the 当地本地生活 is a local service platform.
Is it like Meituan,
so
Ele.me?
Exactly. So this is the Meituan, Ele.me, and JD, Jingdong Dada, right? So actually in one of our TV programs, we have invited to interview the founder of Jingdong Dada and you know, hearing what they are thinking in terms of providing the service that's to connect and to enable all those small retailers in the residential area in the community, right? So that's local service platform. But two of the most important trends in that new retail, one is around the community group buy. You probably have heard about it.
Shechu团购, community group buy. They really took off during the early days of COVID. Didn't
Correct.
They? Because people couldn't go out, so they had to send someone else.
So that was when they started. Mm. But in fact, when they really get attention and when it's really getting hot, is everyone, including these early startup companies, but also include every internet companies, like Alibaba invested heavily on Shuhuituan, is one of the startups, and Tencent and JD have invested heavily on Xingsheng Youxuan. This is one of the largest earlier community group by player. But in addition to this, Meituan and also Didi and everyone, internet companies, were investing in it.
That's usually what happens. I mean, from a consumer's perspective, usually one big ecosystem or one big player leads the trend, and then all the other major players just jump to follow.
And this is true, but also people ask why they are so interested in this particular model and why people are, in fact, investing to send you a product, like they say, send you a 一毛钱的 青菜, right? So Tencent
does type of deals.
So they give you huge discount, right? It's not a reasonable market price. And this is also why the regulators today, the government regulators are looking at it, because this might indicate unfair market
competition,
right? And it's also dangerous to disrupt the whole ecosystem where their traditional wholesale retail models of the grocery. The internet companies want to invest in this because they are not seeing it as a part of a grocery retail. It's a part of their traffic build for their internet business, for their other businesses.
Traffic 就是流量.
Exactly.
Traffic is everything now.
Exactly. So, but then in addition to this, the final most important form of new retail is social content commerce. So if you look at all these social media platforms, they are adding a transaction capabilities, meaning they are adding a e-commerce capability attached to the social media platforms.
This social content commerce, does it have something to do with influencers? 就是网红的那种, influencer marketing?
Very much so. So let's say, you know, it's getting very, very popular. Douyin, you know, Douyin, Kuaishou, is like, and Xiaosiping, Weixin Xiaosiping, and also Himalaya. You know, all those social media platforms, if you pay attention, each of those platforms are attaching a e-commerce capability to it. So that would allow you to literally, at any time you want to buy something, you could immediately click and then make your order.
I think watching live streaming sessions from all these influencers and then just buy in their live session has become somewhat of a trend for a lot of people.
That is true. So this is a very recent trend over the last 2 years. And the thing is, typically in the traditional e-commerce platform, this is when you already are thinking of buy something, you go on, right? So, but in the social media platforms, those are the times you probably have not started thinking about buy certain things, but you might be listening to a certain program, or you might be watching something, and then you are inspired to buy certain things. In the past, you would have to go to a separate platform to place your order, but now you could just do it in the same place.
While hearing, for example, Li Jiaqi saying, oh my God, buy it, and you can just directly buy it.
Correct.
刚听袁老师聊了这么多新零售的专业见解, 其实酒馆在这个领域也有了个重要里程碑。在小酒馆开播5周年之际，酒馆铺子在新零售专家亲自指导下，正式升级为小酒馆生活。通过专业零售体系，连接国内外优秀小众品牌，搜罗全球文化相关精品好物，吃喝生活艺术文创，每一款都经过酒馆团队亲身试用测评比较。小酒馆生活，让更精彩的世界触手可及。搜索公众号"露露的英文小酒馆"，进入酒馆店铺。 今年就有5门槛红包和优惠，更能叠加活动满减，享受折上折，一年一度的折扣力度，千万不要错过。我们在小酒馆生活等你。